Now, I'm grateful to Jill, who's agreed to come and answer a few questions about street pastoring. So I guess the first question, Jill, is what is a street pastor?
Well, main answer is a Christian. Street pastor is a Christian, somebody who cares about their community. It's run under the auspices of a charity, and we'll go on to that later. So it's somebody that cares about their community, someone who's willing to go out there, listen, care and help. We go out mostly on a Saturday night. Other street pastors in other parts of the country do go out Friday and Sunday nights. In Whitney, it's a Saturday night. We're not about preaching. We're there to listen. We don't go out evangelising. We listen to all sorts of people. We're there for whoever's out there. It's not just the people that are out there having a great time. We're there for taxi drivers, the doorman. And we get to know lots of people in the chip shop, especially around midnight. So it's just being out there on the streets, just spreading the love of God.
And how long has the street pastoring been going on, and how did you get involved?
Street pastoring's been going on about 10 or 11 years now in the UK. It started down in London. It was masterminded by the Ascension Trust, who've been going on since 1973. It was really set up for the gun crime, really, and unsocial behaviour, and it was set up by a lot of the mums were going out, and then they felt that they needed some men as well, so it just grew from there. It's in most towns in the UK now, and it's going abroad as well. There's lots of different variations from street pastors. There's beach pastors, and there's school pastors, there's street angels. There's quite a few break-offs from the street pastors. I've been doing it for just over a year now. It's been going for 3 years in Whitney. I just had a calling. I had God's calling. There was just this fluttering in my stomach every time I heard about street pastors. Jude is a street pastor. She rang me up one day and said, I'm going out tonight, do you want to come? So I thought, right, let's just go. No sleep, but went out, and it's just satisfied everything that I thought it was going to be. We get training. You have training roughly over about 18 months, and that's all organised for you. I'm actually the training coordinator now, so you're given a uniform, which I've brought with me. There's lots of uniform. In our bags, we have flip-flops, which we give out to the girls that are walking with their wonderful shoes, but they're about as high as this. Mm-hmm. They all look brilliant to start with. By the end of the evening, they're falling off them. Mm-hmm. And I've been called an angel, had my photo taken, lots of cuddles by these girls who are so grateful that they've been given a pair of flip-flops to go home with. We give out lollipops. Lollipops has been proven to give them a rush of sugar, which helps with the alcohol later on in the night. It's also a good way of breaking into groups. They just think, who's this mad woman giving me a lollipop? And it sort of diffuses a lot of the situations. We do have a lot of uniform. I've only just brought our mane. We all wear our caps. There's three types of different headwear that you can have a street pastor. And we all have our jackets. So we are really well protected. Everyone knows who we're there. We have a lot of respect out on the streets. Never had anyone, they'll argue and they'll go around in circles, but I've never had anyone that's been aggressive towards me or a street pastor. I feel that when you're confronted with somebody, they are looking there, and you know, it's opening up to exactly what you are.
And you must have a few stories to tell, perhaps some that you'd be willing to share.
Well, apart from all the kisses and cuddles and photographs, which are wonderful, and just seeing their faces when you're actually there, showing them that you're there to help them. I've been talking to a guy in the street, and then just all of a sudden someone just punched him, and he sort of fell away from against the window, just carried on talking to me, and I sort of said to him, you know, what are you going to do now? And he goes, well, if you weren't here, I'd go and smack him one. But because I was there, he didn't. And by the time we'd finished our conversation, the other guy had actually walked on, so they were well away from each other. So I just felt that was a good fight stopped. We found a girl crying in one of the doorways of the estate agent. Her friends had gone home and left her, and she didn't know what to do. She had a brother who she said didn't really want to know her. So I rang the brother on her mobile, and he didn't want to know. So we were then left with this girl who's very upset. There's four of you that go out together at night, and sometimes four of you in what, you know, in a doorway with one girl is just too much. So we left her talking to one of the other female street passers, and the three of us just joined in prayer and just hoped that somebody would come and see her. She stayed with us for a bit. She went off to the street cafe, which you're going to talk about later, right? And then we met up with her later, and while we were talking to her, somebody came by who knew her and said that they would take her home. So we felt that was the power of prayer. We'd actually helped that girl, and we hadn't left her on the streets. We meet a lot of RAF servicemen that come back from Afghanistan. They have a lot of horrific stories to tell. And sometimes they just want someone that doesn't know them, that someone's there that's caring, will listen. And we just have to sit and listen to what they have to say. And and one certain guy sort of keeps in my heart that we hopefully helped. And again, just one person staying with him, the three of us, a bit further away, just praying for him. So there's a lot. I could go on forever. There's lots, and you know, it has been proven to reduce the crime rate in towns. And some people just come over because they know we're there, and we know we'll sit and listen. Some man comes every week because no one else talks to him.
So you're meeting individuals in a very special way.
We are.
But also, as you've just alluded to, and something that those of us who are at the men's group on Thursday, listening to David Wilbraham, the police chaplain, and he was saying that street pastors have reduced the crime rate in evenings in towns and cities massively. I think he talked about a 40% reduction,
amazing,
if I remember rightly.
Amazing.
So that's quite amazing, because whereas people who perhaps have drunk a little bit too much are confrontational with police, they're not confrontational with the pastors. And being offered a lollipop is better than the threat of arrest, it seems. So that's great. Well, thanks very much for sharing that, Jill. I mean, if anybody is interested, either wants to know more because they'd like to support it, or possibly even think about doing it,
we always need street passers. And you have a lot of training, you get a lot of uniform, you're very well supported.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much. And you've chosen a hymn.
Yeah, I suppose it should be Fight the Good Fight, but it's not. It's it's 750, Be Still.
Be Still. So shall we stand and sing hymn number 50, Be Still.